Thanks for sticking around for more of Crossroads Revisited All Access. I'm Dan Neer. The four different Crossroads guitar festivals organized by Eric Clapton help support the Crossroads Center for Treatment of Drug and Alcohol on the Caribbean island of Antigua. It's a massive undertaking involving dozens of lawyers, record companies, and the logistics of very busy artists from around the world. After that's decided on, Eric then has to make up his mind about who he's going to play with during the show.
Do I just get up with that person? I don't get up with anybody. Do I say yes to every... because I don't want to get up and play for 3 days. I think it could be crazy, you know. Because I do this thing every night. I've done two now with Pavarotti. He has this concert in Italy that he's done a couple of times, and he sings with everybody. He does one number with everybody that comes on. As much as that's an admirable thing, if I was in the audience, I would get bored with that if I was watching. If I wasn't me and I was watching me, I'd think, well, please, not him again. You know what I mean?
One person Eric decided to play with in Chicago in 2007 was his old friend and bandmate in Blind Faith, Steve Winwood.
I had a fantastic time, and Eric, of course, did a marvelous job with putting that whole thing together, which I just had a very small part to play. But Eric, of course, had an incredible task for him to put that whole thing together, which he did absolutely impeccably. I have finally found a way to live. I kind of never could before.
Of the Lord.
Okay.
killer performance from the 2007 Crossroads Guitar Festival in Bridgeview, Illinois, just outside of Chicago, Eric Clapton and Steve Winwood with Presence of the Lord. You can have that and 40 other live songs on the just-released Crossroads Revisited 3-disc compilation. Eric Clapton's first number one song was a cover of Bob Marley's I Shot the Sheriff, a song that at the time when he was recording his 461 Ocean Boulevard album, he wasn't too keen on including.
I Shot the Sheriff, for instance, came during the making of the album from meeting George Terry, who had a very strong feeling for reggae, and obviously Bob Marley and the Wailers. And I'd only heard of them at that stage, and he was turning me on to that. Although I didn't really want that on the album. But I had a funny feeling that it was doing an injustice to Marley, because it was whitening it up, you know, it was a watered-down version in a way. And apparently in the end, he liked it, so. But it just shows how wrong I am about what's hit material and what isn't.
Shoot him down, and you can be the team.
Clapton lighting up a blistering version of Bob Marley's I Shot the Sheriff at the 2010 Crossroads Guitar Festival. You can find that on Crossroads Revisited, now available wherever you buy music.
Mr. Jeff Beck!
We've got two more songs and comments from Carlos Santana, Jeff Beck, and Eric Clapton when Crossroads Revisited All Access reconnects with your ears in just a few minutes.